This is All Things Considered on North Carolina Public Radio. I'm Catherine Brond. Triangle Transit runs public bus and shuttle services throughout the Triangle metro area. They provide all sorts of other services, too, ride matching. There's an app that shows when a bus is arriving, and they've embarked on a new marketing campaign to make sure folks know about these services. It's a campaign that's, in a word, sultry.
As the bus stops.
That's right. Triangle Transit has teamed up with some UNC drama students to produce its own soap opera that takes place on its buses. It's called As the Bus Stops. And here to talk about it is marketing manager Lauren Parker. Lauren, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much, Catherine.
All right.
It's a pleasure.
Wonderful. Well, we'll get into the thinking behind this whole thing in a minute. But first, just give us the basic storyline, if you would.
As the Bus Stops is a nice soap opera that happens on a Triangle Transit Express route. We've got characters Erica, Prescott, Ambrosia.
Ambrosia.
Ambrosia, yes. And they all kind of intermingle and interact as most riders do on an express route. And drama ensues in the best way possible.
Well, the show has pretty much everything. Identical twins confusing their lovers and some really interesting wordplay here.
Prescott, I'm late.
No, you're not. With the go-live real-time arrival system, you'll never be late for the bus again.
No, I mean I'm late.
Oh.
So, Lauren, who actually writes the scripts, and what are the elements that you try to get into each of the stories?
So we start with the elements first, and then I go and write. We sat down as a group and thought about what services we wanted to highlight, and then we also brainstormed what's a part of a typical soap opera. And so we had two great lists, and then I took those together and tried to see what paired best. So one of the soap opera elements is a love triangle and knowing who you're involved with or not involved with. And when Erica gets on the bus, she's like, I don't think I can do this.
Sebastian, I don't think I can do this.
What? If it's about Erica, I can explain.
No, I mean, I don't think I know how to pay for my bus fare. It seems complicated.
And so immediately our Don Juan, Prescott, Prescott Quartermain, says, oh, I'm sleeping with somebody else. What? And it just kind of goes into this whole different play on one thing being something else.
Right, and some of the services that you offer. I like the bus on shoulder, the boss one.
Oh, yes. That's my favorite. There's always some obstacle getting to the wedding on time in soap opera land. So our obstacle was traffic. And having a service that is one of a kind, bus on shoulder, we're the only agency in North Carolina that is able to use the shoulder as a separate lane to bypass traffic if it goes below 15 miles an hour. So when you're sitting on 40 headed towards Raleigh at 5 o'clock and you've moved 5 feet in, you know, 10 minutes, if you see a Triangle Transit bus on the shoulder, you know what's going on there.
Who are you trying to attract? A younger set, an older set? I don't even know what your current ridership is, but could you elaborate on that?
So for fiscal 2013, we had 1.7 million riders compared to, you know, in 2008, where we had a little bit over 800,000. So we've got a lot of growth. Our ridership kind of spans, but this was mainly targeted towards the younger audience since, you know, as it's been reported, millennials and people of my generation, we are moving more towards taking mass transit, living in walkable communities. So we were targeting that subset. But our ridership spans from, you know, people in their 20s and 30s to our what we like to call our choice riders, which are older commuters that may have one or two cars at home, but decide that transit is easier for them and their lifestyle.
What's the end goal with the campaign?
Hopefully it'll become a longer series, maybe not 20 years running like Young and
some
the Restless
the
or some of the other larger soap offers. But if SoapNet comes calling, I'm not going to turn them away. But we're hoping that people will be able to see that transit doesn't have to be boring and that the everyday can have a little bit of fun and a little bit of tongue-in-cheek. Our end goal is to share our services and what we provide as a region in a way that people can kind of smile and get attached to.
Lauren Parker, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Catherine.
Lauren Parker, Marketing Manager for Triangle Transit. We've been talking about their new ad campaign, a soap opera filmed on their buses called As the Bus Stops. You can see the first three episodes on our website, WUNC.org.